Part 4. But I do wonder sometimes at this hunger to be gifted leather, at the hunger to be recognized, at this hunger to be part of something set from the past. In a need to have lineage, so many leather folk are grabbing at straws and symbols that don't have a meaning to them anymore. They project backwards and tell tales of what it must have been meant like to be old Lagard leather, and some of these tales hold kernels of truth, and others are just elaborate fantasies that make for good porn and hot protocols, but not a lot more. Why are you doing that thing that you're doing? I must ask for a cross on a billboard proclaiming death to all baby killers as I pass by protesters outside Planned Parenthood. It makes me wonder whether you know what that symbol you're using means and what its stories are. I must ask, you're wearing your master's cap and acting like an ass while verbally abusing those in service? Makes me wonder whether you know what that symbol you are using means and what its symbols are. If a cross to you means I love Jesus, or your cap means I feel tough and sexy, so be it. But if you're trying to evoke a deeper tale of connection to a past, to a culture, what are the tales of that culture? The funny thing is, in the case of covers in most communities, and in the case of crosses in other communities, that these above definitions may actually be far more honest and to the cultural reality of that symbol, but sometimes the profound stuff affects us at a deep level. You made up something really, really excellent. Tell your tales, tell your stories, tell the symbols that you use, and maybe others can be covered in your dust. And that is my blessing to you. May you be covered in dust. For more of me, please visit www.passionandsoul.com.